This is Harness Edge, giving you the edge on harness racing this week in Tasmania.
And we'll get Greg's thoughts on the meeting in Hobart in just a few moments, but plenty has been happening. We've had a couple of meetings through the week, and just looking at the calendar, Greg, lots of harness meetings coming up over the next couple of months.
Yeah, we're getting back to two meetings a week now, which will continue all the way through over the new year period and into the end of summer. And for the first two or three weeks of that, it was usually pretty small, and that's been the case both at Devonport during the week and tonight in Hunter. Only small fields, but they'll pick up as we get closer to Christmas.
Bowtide, of course, has already been invited to a run in the Miracle Mile, no surprise whatsoever, and he just seems to be working his way back into top form at the right time.
Yeah, we spoke about him last week. He's back on target. The first horse invited into the big race, and rightly so. I believe he'll have one more run at Menangle next weekend, and then a fortnight after that's the Miracle Mile, and it'll be a big weekend for Tassie next week because Smuckle Up Wears going around in the heat of the Melbourne Cup, our top greyhound as well, so a lot of attention on Tasmania again next weekend.
Absolutely, and just coming off that meeting last weekend, Todd Rattray was the leading reinsman with three winners in Launceston.
Yeah, had a good night, Todd. Drove two for his father, Barry, in Kailisha and Rykov Lees. The other one was Cranberry, the feel-good story, an eight-year-old who's had only three starts, didn't start racing until a few weeks ago, and he's won all three, so that was a good result for Todd. And Grant Hodges had a double as well. He won on one of his own horses, LJ's Magic, who's flying, and he also won on Riverboat Jasper for Wayne Campbell. A very good free-for horse. There's some nice races coming up for him in the next few weeks also.
All right. Is Todd a chance to notch up a premiership this season?
Well, if you're driving for Barry, who's in probably as good a form as he's been for many, many years, you've always got to be a chance, and of course he drives very well. His main danger, of course, will be his brother Gareth, who drives as a freelancer these days, so it'll be an interesting little tussle.
I was just thinking about the families, and the Rattray family is just steeped in tradition and so successful over such a long era.
It has been, and it starts off with Wayne, and there are a few other cousins and uncles involved in that family as well, but not so much involved in it these days, but yeah, it's the number one race, harness racing family in Tasmania, and while we're on the subject of the rat race, Todd's treble in Launceston was matched by Gareth Devonport on Thursday night. He drove a treble as well, so he's not letting his brother get away.
No, I was going to say, he is such a good driver, and he seems to drive Devonport as well as anybody.
Oh, look, he does, and he can do it either way. He led all the way on Jazzy Jane in the first race at Devonport, then he came from last on a horse called Hello Good Shanks, and topped it off later in the night on Jasper Ruler, so doesn't matter how or where they settle, he's just driving the track beautifully.
Yeah, and it's a tricky track to drive, there's no two ways about that, because it is such a small track, but having said that, I don't mind small track harness racing, do you, as a spectacle?
Oh, it's a good spectacle, and it's got a very, very major place to play in harness racing, because the truth of the matter is that there are just a lot of horses that are not good enough to win on the 1,000-metre tracks, and if we don't have some smaller tracks, those horses will be lost to the industry and the numbers will be down. So everyone has their place, and small track racing has its place as well.
Of course, we've got the two big tracks here in Tasmania, Hobart and Launceston, but then some of the smaller tracks around such as Devonport. Burnie, of course, hosts a few meetings. They've got a meeting coming up in the not-too-distant future. We've also got a couple of meetings at New Norfolk, I think, coming up early in the new year as well.
Look, they do, as I said, they give these horses that are not quite good enough to win on the big tracks a chance to get their some stake money for their owners. And Jazzy Jane, who won the first on Thursday night at Devonport, is a classic example. Her trainer, Kent, says he's just been, Kent Grant Racer, he's just been struggling on the bigger tracks, but he'll keep it out at Devonport over the next few months and pick up a few more races.
I tell you what's not too far away either is St Mary's on New Year's Day, and isn't that a popular spot?
It's always a big meeting, and the Christmas New Year racing is just, well, it's got a great atmosphere about it. We've got St Mary's, we've got Scottsdale, we have races resuming at Carrick, those country tracks. They have a few all their own and a very important place on the calendar.
Lots coming up in harness racing, and of course we've got a 7-event program in Hobart tonight with the first at 6 minutes after 6, last of 7 at 8.56, so a fairly compact meeting here, as you mentioned, with these two meetings just kicking off at the present time. The fields are just small for the present moment, but they'll improve with numbers in the coming weeks. The first leg of the quadrilla tonight will be on race number 4 and just the 6 to go around here.
Yeah, and don't know about the first starter, but the others have all got some chance. I went to number 4, La Ebony Keita. So it's not number 4, it's number 6. I'm not even looking at the right number. Badly held up last time. after a good win at its previous start. I think in the small field it might be able to round them up again. So I've got her on top, La Ebony Keita, ahead of number 5, Pharaoh's Wrath, who flew home to win last time out, first up from a spell. 3, Sweet P. Jasper, who's probably the best performed horse in the race, resuming. The market will be the best guide there. And 2, Nance's Thrill of Drive for Gareth Rattray has a chance as well. And there's a horse in this called Bertels Bliss, who hasn't raced for 4.5 years. Comes from Queensland. I've been in contact with trainer Heath Zipker. He said it's had nothing wrong with it. The owner just couldn't afford to go on with it, but he's now sent it to Tasmania. She's been trialling okay, and he thinks she'll pay her way over the summer, so I wouldn't leave her out of the mould. Was also, but I went for 6 from 5, 3 and 2.
And the other one's the first start of Matilda Rock, so a tricky little race there, the fourth.
It is, yeah. If you can't quite run the party, you might have to put them all in.
All right, the fifth event, and this is the Cannonball Charge. It's over the 1609, and some nice types in this. Again, just the field of 6.
Another, well, you've really got to give everyone some sort of a chance. I'm going for number 2, Run Ripalong. He's resuming. The last time he ran over 1609 metres was in the Tour Race Mile, which was at this track back in February. He won it in pretty reasonable time. If he can head off Star Chamber, who may prefer to take a sit, and if he leads, he'll be hard to get past. So I've got him on top. Star Chamber, who's flying, looks the obvious danger. 5, Al Mel's Dream, was a very good run last time out. And number 6, our Chain of Command, the old timer, not quite as good as he was, but he's still competitive at this level. DeSanto's got a chance, and Grey Steele, who mixes his form, is in the mix of it, which is best foot forward, but tough race, 2-1-5-6.
Yeah, Grey Steele's been racing very well, but just put in a shocker in Launceston last week.
Yeah, couldn't find an excuse for it, led, and was the first horse beaten.
Biggest field of the night goes around in race number 6, a C3-C4.
This is the best race on the card, for, as far as competitive racing is concerned. I've tipped number 10, Vanderveld, who's resuming from a little spell. He ran fourth in the Globe Derby final in Launceston at his last run before a break after winning a heat. He's got a touch of class about him. It's never easy to win off the second row first up, but I think he'll go well with any sort of luck. Number 8, Maybe Rama. Hasn't run a bad race. I think it's in the mix again. 4, Play Apple Tree, is going for 4 straight. There's no doubt this is the toughest assignment she's faced, but if she did happen to head off the 3 drawn insider and find the front, I'm sure she'll run a cheeky race again. And number 5, Mr. Ryan Jack, who's had a freshen up, is also capable of figuring in the finish on his best form, but there are plenty of other chances in this race. I went 10, 8, 4, 5.
And just 5 to go around in the last of the night with the scratching of you do it.
I think you could probably narrow this down to 2 as far as the quality is concerned. I've gone for number 4, Giuliani, who just doesn't run a bad race. I think he's been unplaced only twice in Tasmania. Alfaro to earn a stake check only twice. One of those he was pulled up, so he's got a good record. He ran 2nd to Rykov Lees last week, going 157.4. I think if he reproduces that running, he'll be hard to beat. The obvious danger is number 3, Blue Pointer, who won twice in good before an unplaced run last time. Had no luck from a white draw last time out. It'll do better here from barrier 3. I think the other 2 we can put in, and not much between the others. 2, Deliver the Goods, 6, Eliza with a Z, and 1, Adlusa Express, but clearly 4 and 3 in the last.
All right, the quality for Greg, 4, Hobart Harness tonight, 6-5-3-2, into 2-1-5-6, 10-8-4-5, and then just tighten it up with that, only numbers 4 and 3 in the final leg. Thanks for that, Greg. What's playing today? Just counting your winnings from yesterday.
Well, better go to work and do something, Colin. I don't know what it will be at the moment, but with no races on.
All right. Thanks for your time. Catch you Wednesday night in Launceston.
Will do.
Greg Mansfield there, the chief racing writer for the Examiner newspaper. That is Tasmanian Turf Talk and Harness Edge. We'll catch you again at the same time next Sunday morning.